Movies from Iceland show up in American theaters as infrequently as cicadas. One is here, a few months early. It's called Noi, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it's a lot less noisy and a lot more enjoyable.
If you're anything like me, you'd rather be chained to a block of ice than see another picture about a disaffected teenager at odds with his life. But in Noi, I got a good story and a block of ice thrown in free of charge. Noi is an impeccably made, bleak comedy with an exactly calibrated, almost musical sense of timing. It's got the kind of droll Scandinavian humor that makes it hard to decide if it's a comic story with tragic elements or the other way around. Noi also benefits from a spectacular sense of place. It was filmed in the town of Bolungarvik, population 957, a village on Iceland's far northwestern tip. The landscape the film presents looks rugged, frozen, and mysterious. The winter whiteness defines oppressive, and it's all too easy to be overwhelmed by the stark, despairing beauty. It's a place where even normal life develops a decidedly surreal quality. The film's original title is Noi Albinoi. Its 17-year-old protagonist is an albino high school student named Noi. He's a bright boy whose indifference to school frustrates his alcoholic dad. He shows up periodically to offer fatherly advice like, punctuality is the key to the temple of discipline. One of the surprises of Noi is its soundtrack. It's co-written by director Dagur Kari and performed by him and the group Slow Blow.
What used to scare me is not worth one thought as I cling to the memory of.
Another kind of music features prominently in Noi. Dad is a major Elvis fan, and one of his favorite songs is In the Ghetto. Though the film is too well made to spell it out, the message that it's just as easy to waste a life in rural Iceland as it is in the mean streets of Chicago is not hard to hear.
People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday.
Director Kari shows surprising control over Noi, his first feature. He even makes the film's tricky point of view, apocalyptic but somehow hopeful, one we can embrace. It will come as no surprise that one of the director's favorite quotes is from François Truffaut. Starting a film with the thought that it's going to be amusing and realizing along the way that it will be saved only by its sadness.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.